ಶಾಲಾ ಶಿಕ್ಷಣ ಇಲಾಖೆ, DSERT ಬೆಂಗಳೂರು, CTE ಮೈಸೂರು ಹಾಗೂ IT ಫಾರ್ ಚೇಂಜ್ ಬೆಂಗಳೂರು ಇವರ ಸಹಯೋಗದೊಂದಿಗೆ ಆಲೂರು ವೆಂಕಟರಾವ್ ಭಾಷಾ ಕೌಶಲ ಕೇಂದ್ರ ಮಕ್ಕಳ ಭಾಷಾ ಕಲಿಕೆಯನ್ನು ಉತ್ತೇಜಿಸುವ ಸಲುವಾಗಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಪಡಿಸಿದ ಕಥಾ ಧ್ವನಿ ಸುರುಳಿಗಳು.
The title of the story is Every Minute Counts. Adil is always late to school. His class teacher, Miss Rupal, is angry.
You missed 15 minutes of maths class today.
She scolds him.
You missed 15 minutes of art yesterday.
Adil feels terrible.
Why am I never on time?
He asks his best friend Paro.
Where do all the minutes go?
Paro decides to help Adil find the lost minutes.
At what time do you wake up?
She asks.
Ma wakes me up at 8 a.m.
Adil says.
If I'm feeling lazy, I lie in bed for 5 more minutes.
What do you do next?
Paro asks.
I take 25 minutes to get ready and 15 minutes to eat breakfast. It takes 20 minutes to walk to school. Together, that is 1 hour. I should reach school by 9 a.m.
Paro writes.
25 plus 15 plus 20 equals 60. 60 minutes make an hour. 60 minutes make an hour, make an hour, make an hour. 60 minutes make an hour, make an hour, make an hour. Do you always get ready on time?
Paro asks.
Sometimes I have to sharpen my pencil.
Adil says.
Sometimes my milk is too hot to drink. Sometimes I have to find my science book. But those things take seconds. If I add all the seconds, I think I take 3 minutes.
Adil says,
I have seen you playing with Bittu's puppies and buying sweets on the way to school.
Paro says,
Yeah, I play with the puppies for 5 minutes.
Adil says,
And I spend only 2 minutes buying sweets. That makes no difference.
Every minute makes a difference.
Paro says.
If you add 5 minutes extra in bed, 3 minutes extra while getting ready, 5 minutes playing with the puppies, and 2 minutes buying sweets, you take 75 minutes to get to school. That is not 1 hour. That is 1 hour and 15 minutes. Do you know what that means?
Yes.
Adil groans.
Uh-oh.
It means that I will have to wake up 15 minutes early. At 7:45 a.m. It means Miss Rupal will be happy. But I will be sleepy.
¶¶